Daniel Halden, and that's H-A-L-D-E-N. Good afternoon, I guess. I was going to say good morning, but good afternoon. I serve Councilmember Mitch O'Farrell of the 13th District. I'm his Hollywood Field Deputy, which is a position that I've had since May 2014. Thank you for your time, and thank you to all of the different agencies, and thank you to all of the community members who are here. I know it's probably going to be a long morning and afternoon, so we appreciate everybody's time. We did submit a letter to the record. I will just paraphrase that briefly here today. It's the top priority of the councilman and his representative to ensure public safety and a high quality of life, whether it's in Hollywood or anywhere in the 13th District. I just want to point out and underscore some of what we heard from the police department earlier, things that are of utmost concern to the councilman and to our office, notably the 46 investigative reports, notices to appear, or arrest reports since January 2014 alone. Also, troubling are the multiple recurring violations of the conditional use permit, including over a dozen, by my count, of condition number 10 alone. In that same time period. Also, there are 26 crime reports that are originate from within the venue itself, plus four others that were outside but involved patrons of the establishment. And those four incidents were a rape, an assault with a deadly weapon, battery of a police officer, and a homicide. There are also the 17 arrests managers and staff members of the Rusty Mullet facility that we heard about from LAPD. The conditional use permit process is a public process, and it's something that we take very seriously. Getting a CUP is a privilege, and when you get it, you have to go through that public process that involves a public hearing that is not that dissimilar from this one. And the conditions that the Rusty Mullet has repeatedly violated are the conditions that they themselves agreed to in the first place. So the fact that there are so many different violations, as well as the criminal activity that has been reported, we find to be very troubling, especially since it is our responsibility and frankly the responsibility of any person or business operating in Hollywood or anywhere else to do so in a safe manner. It's troubling to us that this has gone on for so long. Again, that certain things have just been repeatedly violated over and over and over again would suggest that there was not much of an attempt or any attempt to correct those violations. I want to be clear that we don't like getting to this point. Just to get to this point is an enormous strain on city resources. It's an enormous strain on everybody's time. There are a lot of people here today, and we only get here if there's a real problem. And there is a real problem in our eyes as it relates to public safety. So given all of that, it is the position of our office that the conditional use permit for this location should be revoked.